I'm a bit hazy on the next question I was going to sort of raise. Where can you smoke in public now? Jail.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So the rules don't apply to
they daren't. Let them smoke, because that would be the sort of, you know, that's the, yeah.
Mainstay. I know what the exemptions from the...
If you consider the jail a public place, of course.
Yes. Well, when the final legislation about smoking indoors came through, there were exemptions from the law for designated hotel rooms, designated rooms in nursing homes...
God.
Designated rooms in prisons, designated rooms in offshore oil rigs. Can't imagine people smoking on an oil rig, but still. Designated rooms in mental health units. That was until July 2008, and then it stopped for some odd reason. And specialist tobacconists in relation to sampling cigars and or pipe tobacco.
Do you mean they... This is their testing it.
Yes, that's actually written into the law.
Mm.
So, if we come on to the health side now, I lost both my parents, which I think tobacco influenced when they died. My father's case, it was heart trouble, really, and he died in his 50s. Mm. My mother staggered on till she was 73. And she smoked all my life that I remember. And as I said, she used to light one cigarette from another one. And she just couldn't give them up. In the war, and I'd love to find somebody else who's had this experience, for a period during the war, it must have been that either she couldn't afford them very much, or this was a scheme introduced to help people to get over the supply of cigarettes, but she had a vending machine at home.
What machine?
A vending machine.
Oh gosh!
It was a wooden case about like this, and she used to put her 2 shillings in up there and pull the handle, and out would come, I don't know, Craven A, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember. And this carried on for about a year or two. So I'm not really sure. But no one else has even heard of this? No, no.
Not in the home, but I mean, there were vending machines in the street.
Oh, yes, but this was a home dispenser.
Oh, right.
And a chap used to come round every week and top it up.
Fill it up, right. Well, he was
quite
making
amazing,
something
out
of it then.
Perhaps my mother smoked more than normal.
Wasn't a time when she wasn't smoking.
Well, no, doctors used to tell her about it later on in life, and she said, if you x-ray me, you'll say players please across here. She joked about it, but she was hooked, no doubt about it. And she had an appalling cough, you know, the smoker's cough. You don't hear it these days very much, but oh dear, I used to call her Mount Etna. She would erupt occasionally, and it was just that sort of feel about it. Which is why I don't smoke.
Mentioning smoker's cough, that was another, really, it was very prevalent. You'd hear people really rattling
that
with
was,
the chest.
That was my mother, yes, she rumbled on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I can, no relatives, but I remember being in a hotel with my parents in London. We'd been on a holiday there, and this lovely lady, and she had this terrible smokers.
Could have been my mother. I remember once we got on a bus. She sat at the front, and there were only 2 seats, and I sat at the back. And she started coughing, and people around her going like this.
Yeah.
And it was that bad.
Remember when we did volunteer work at St James's? We served teas and coffees. And in the room there, they all came down into the room to smoke.
To the day room.
Yes.
Yes.
And it was like a fog.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when he came home, your clothes always just smell of smoke.
Yes.
I mean, some of them smoked so much, though, they were really beyond help, really.
Yeah. You know, the internet has been a marvellous source of information. And I've been looking at the decline in smoking. And it goes in certain bands. It affected work, travelling. I can remember arguments with telling people that, out, this is no smoking, and nearly being in fights. Any confined space now is gone. And the social side of smoking, you know, pubs. And people wonder why pubs are closing all over the country. Well, the smokers can't smoke.
I don't think that's the reason.
Well, and cars, they can't afford the petrol to come out to a nice place in the country.
I think it's a combination of the drink drive laws.
Yes. Well, yes.
Very importantly, yeah. And also for the local pubs. I think it's it's the cost of, you know.
Because the pubs...
People buy their booze in the supermarkets at a fraction of the price that they pay.
But the ceilings, do you remember the ceilings?
Oh, yes, yes.
They brown, didn't they?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
They lasted about 3 years, apparently, from what I've been able to gather. You know, a pub, after 3 years, needed redecorating. Mm. The ceilings were brown. Light brown. From the smoke, and everything else was as well. Yeah. So over time, legislation has helped to decline in those four instances that I mentioned. And health was the forerunner of the attack. I've got a quote here from a W.C. Hooper of the National Cancer Institute in 1954, this is in America. If excessive smoking actually plays a role in the production of lung cancer, it seems to be a minor one.
That was 1954.
Mm. Now, in August 1990, a Joan Clay, who actually was at school with my wife all the way through, and she still writes at Christmas and so on. This Joan Clay was a civil servant in Luton, working in the Ministry of Pensions and National Insurance Office. And she started to get lung problems. And she was on the point of having to give up work. And she would be 50 the year this she got this award. She took Her Majesty's Government to the courts over this. And she just couldn't work with smoke around her. And she won a case against the government in August 1990.
On what grounds?
That her working environment was
polluted,
affecting her
ill health. Detrimental, yes, that's right.
I know the effect
had smoking
that,
been banned in...
No.
No, they
the effect was that employers started thinking, well, crikey, I wonder if some of my employees will want to sue me.
Yeah. Mm.
So all of a sudden, people were standing outside the shop, the offices, smoking. Mm. Do you remember seeing that all of a sudden? Yes. And it's almost died out now. I think because people have stopped smoking.
We have a shelter.
Right.
Could say, so, yeah. Big shelter.
Big
there's
shelter.
There's always 10, 20 people in the shelter.
I mean, it's
about 600 people in the building, but
so 10 to 20 at any time.
At any time, yeah.
But that's
that puts Lloyd's Bank it is, but yeah.
Well, that's quite a small number, really, out of 600.
I don't know whether it's 20 people smoking the, you know, it's 20. Yeah,
at any time.
At any time. When I go past, there's probably 10 or 20 people in.
Yeah.
If I go out at lunchtime or something like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know how many. I imagine it isn't. I imagine it's probably 50 or 60 people, 10% probably of the building smoke. Right.
It's always surprising when you go to St James's down to the link. They're all sat, they're all out there. I mean, some of them have lost legs and I don't know what, and they're out there smoking.
That's right. Well,
Dewsbury,
Exactly.
I have noticed
Is it
that time is getting on.